On May 24, 2017, Pope Francis spoke these words to the general audience. We have all had difficult moments in life, dark moments in which we walked in sadness, pensive, without horizons, with only a wall before us. And Jesus is always beside us to give us hope, to warm our hearts, and to say, "Go ahead, I am with you. Go ahead." The secret of the road that leads to Emmaus is simply this. Despite appearances to the contrary, we continue to be loved, and God will never stop loving us. God will walk with us always, always, even in the most painful moments, even in the worst moments, even in the moments of defeat. That is where the Lord is, and this is our hope. At sundown today, our Jewish friends will have marked the eighth and final day of Passover. We know the story well. It is filled with a kind of painful moments, terrible moments, and even moments of defeat, mentioned by Pope Francis. The descriptive story relates the hard lives of the slaves, their cries to Yahweh, Moses fleeing Egypt and living up in the wilderness for 40 years and then going back down to Egypt to see if he could arrange freedom for his tribesmen. When freedom was not granted, the story tells us the troubles descended one after another, concluding with a final plague which took the lives of humans and livestock. In the story, this was symbolically portrayed as an angel of death being unleashed throughout the country. The only people saved from death were those who sheltered in place and smeared blood on their doorway. As this year's Passover concludes, my mind is drawn to an old American spiritual, when Israel was in Egypt's land. In the United States, the enormous population of Christian slaves of African descent drew inspiration from this Passover story. Singing about it kept their hopes alive. If Yahweh could free those slaves, maybe, someday, He will also free us. "Go down, Moses," recalls the words from Exodus 8. The Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, let my people go so that they may worship me.'" In this song, Israel represents the African-American slaves, while Egypt and Pharaoh represent the slave master. "Going down to Egypt" is a phrase that comes directly from Exodus. To the slaves, the idea of going down would have recalled the fearsome specter of going down the river, the Mississippi, where conditions were known to be far worse. This gives us the idiom, "selling him down the river." This American spiritual has the form of a simple call and response with a refrain, a form so flexible that a creative soloist could add as many verses as imagination and time allowed, and each new verse would have delighted the congregation once they realized what was happening. We hear the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet sing this. Unbelievably, this famous group began back in 1934 when four students at the Booker T. Washington High School in Norfolk, Virginia, decided to sing together. A mere 4 years later, they made their first appearance at Carnegie Hall. The quartet is still concertizing, though by now some 22 singers have joined and left over the decades. They moved to Paris in the late 1950s and now do most of their touring in Europe. The lyrics have been included in today's email.
Go down. Way down in the Egypt land, tell-o, tell-o, ho, Pharaoh.